Well, I entitled what I wanted to say this morning, A Test to Pass. So we're expecting to pass a test, and what I'm saying was, it isn't really an exegesis of Psalm 139. Often I do try to do an exegesis. I stick with the passage and go through it. But just one little verse, it says in Psalm 139, verse 23, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me." None of us like to be tested, I don't think. Speaking of tests, I know that some of the young folk at university, at college and school, some exams are coming up and they're getting ready to sit their tests. And you remember when you were at school? For some of you, a very long time ago. I remember when I was at school, not as long as some of you. But they kept the exam to the end of the term. Do you remember that? It wasn't a really good idea. It's different these days, of course. These days, you progress through you sit tests as you go along, and sort of after the first few months is a test you do, and the marks from that goes to your final result. And I think it's a really good way to do it, different from the way when I was at school, and you did one final exam at the end of the year. And if you were really good at exams, even though you didn't know very much, you did really well. But if you knew it all and you just panicked when the questions were there, well, it didn't seem a very fair way to do it. And there was always someone in the class who just loved to sit a test. Any of those folk here just loved to sit a test? Oh, and thought there might be at least one. Just, please, miss, can we have another test this week as well? A lot of pressure. A lot of pressure. It really was. And while most of us don't enjoy taking a test or sitting tests or sitting exams, we all prefer to use things that have been tested. Isn't that true? We like to use things that have been tested. When I used to buy a car years ago, I would often buy it from just go on. What's that yellow book we newspaper? Auto Trader, the one that was actually before the yellow, came out in the yellow. I can't remember what it's called now, but you would look through this for a car, and then you'd phone up and you'd go and look at it, and you made your decision. And of course, there's no warranty. You took a bit of a risk. Well, these days I buy a car from a garage where at least I know I'm going to have a full year's MOT. At least it's going to be tested. At least the brakes have been tested. And when we buy a TV or a washing machine or something, or any, one of our gadgets, it's comforting to know that on the back of it is one of those little stickers that says that it has passed a quality inspection test. Okay, we like things like that. We want to use something that's been tested. And maybe if this year, last year, you had the privilege of maybe traveling abroad for holiday and you board the airplane, you know that the pilot has set a test. And it's a rigorous test. Just imagine, 30 years ago, getting on an aircraft and you see the pilot go into the cockpit and he's got a nail plate on his back. You wouldn't be very happy, would you? And the way some people drive about these days, you think, has that person got it passed his test? Friends, life is a lesson and you will be tested. Life is a lesson and you will be tested. And age doesn't matter. As you get older, you think, well, I've set all the tests. No. Each decade we move into, we're tested again. The way we see life, the way we respond to people, there's tests all the time. You are sitting a test just now, and I think that we all know that being tested and being trusted go hand in hand. As a young Christian, I learned what was called the Kennedy Program. Anybody remember the Kennedy Program, or am I the only one? I'm the only one, okay. Well, in the Candy program, it was a personal evangelism program, and I remember as a young Christian, I wanted everyone to become Christians, and I wanted to just ask them outright, and I'm a bit more diplomatic these days. But we used to talk about grace, man, God, Christ, faith. And one of the opening questions we used to ask was, it was very forthright, really, when I think of it, if you were to die tonight, you've heard the question, haven't you? And stand before God, and God were to ask you, you know, if you were to die tonight, what have you done to deserve my heaven? What would you say? What would you say? And of course, we were ready for the answers. You know, the test. If you don't pass that test, is another question, another question. And if they said, "Well, I'm a good person," we'd go, that's not the right answer." You know, even though being a good person is good, but it's not going to get you into heaven. It's not going to pass the test. You know, it's all about our faith in Jesus Christ alone for our salvation. And then comes the good works. Then comes all the good things we can do. Now, but it's great to know who you trust in. And it's great to know what you trust in before you die. But I think that the teachings of Christ address the whole picture of life. In fact, for 7 weeks during Lent, we were thinking about this, the whole of life for Christ. All of Christ's teaching, especially in the Sermon on the Mount, is about life and how we're tested from one decade to another, from one year to another. What about all the days following the nights we don't die and we're tested? What about those times? Are we not tested in those things too? Is this not what the psalmist said? Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. The teachings of Jesus do not just focus on our moment of death. I think his teachings focus primarily, mostly about our way of life. It's not just about the moment we die. It's the time we live. It's the time we live. You read through the Sermon on the Mount, and it's all about while we're alive. Now, when we die, we need to know that a certainty as well. But Jesus isn't just our ticket out of here. He's our teacher while we're here. He's our teacher while we're here. And the real test of life is not just what I'm going to say to God when I die, but it's, am I going to obey him while I am alive? Because there's a lot of tests in life. And here are some of the tests I think that matter the most. How I live, I think. Not just me as a pastor, but me as a husband. How I live. How I treat my wife. And how I raise my children. those are tests. Let me tell you, those are tests. Definitely tests. And how I handle my money. That's a test for, you know, that's your test, that's my test. Some people are very good at handling their money. Some people aren't, but it's a test. There's our treasure. And how I treat people that I don't know. How I treat a complete stranger. How I respond to a complete stranger. There's a program, I want to mention this later about the Queen, but there's a couple of programs about the Queen recently, and she was asked how she coped with the person. You remember she woke up and there was someone in her bedroom, someone had broken in, and there was someone walking through her bedroom, and somebody said to her, what did you do? How did you respond? And the Queen said to the person, you don't realize that most of the people I speak to in life are complete strangers. And she was very calm and collected. How do you respond to complete strangers? How do you respond to them? Today is a test. The good news is it's not the final test. But the final result is cumulative. In other words, you sit a test now and you get a mark, you sit another test tomorrow and the next month and the next year, and it's all added up and then you get the final result. And there's something good about that. Jesus' disciples called him Rabbi, which was really their way of saying, this is our teacher. We're following him. We're following him in life. They followed him for 3 years till he died and returned to the Father. Then they couldn't follow him literally anymore, so they followed his teaching. He was their teacher. But Jesus wasn't just any old teacher. He was the teacher. He was the mastermind. And Paul speaks about the mind of Christ. And so his ways and teachings weren't just good, they were the best. And I just want to share with you two things I want to say about Christ's teaching. Two things. The first thing is, this is very simple, it's about simplicity. The teachings of Christ were about simplicity. If you read the letters of John or the letters of